live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
And if you're not partying, I don't know how to put a smile on your face. Oh, there's so much going on that we have to take time for ourselves and remember. We're stronger than this. We didn't get the name Battleborn just willy-nilly, all right? Wow. Again, have the show planned out and just things start coming at me. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. A special guest at 11:38, Erin Perini, the press communications director from the Trump campaign. She's going to be joining us at 11:38 this morning. And appreciate her time. And we'll also have another special guest tomorrow to talk about Hunter and what's going on with all of that stuff with his laptop and all the pictures and how they're deciphering everything right now. Like, you know, hey, you drop a laptop off and, you know, don't pay for it and don't come back for it. When I'm bored, I'm going to go through it. Why not? It's just fact. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Email Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Got a couple of my emails to go through here with you to bring up some interesting going-ons around town, including having to move patients from hospitals because of the way they're being treated and, you know, positive COVID tests when they don't have COVID. It's really disgusting the way things are going on right now. And I do have some good news for you with all of this. First off, let's get to the poll question at 991fmtalk.com because I want you to get to 991fmtalk.com. Just pull up the website today, share it, link it, whatever you need to do with your friends and your family, because some of the information that I was putting through on my page last night, it's got to get out. And if we don't do it, then it's not going to get out because this is not mainstream media stuff. This is not the fluff. This is not the coddling of Biden that that they pretty much do. Today's poll question, first thing you see on there, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. I had an interesting little text back and forth with somebody that I admire and trust. And so I'm doubting some of my trust in others right now. So I want to know what you think. Do you trust Attorney General Bill Barr to deliver justice for the American people? Or do you think he's deep state? I mean, I've been pretty damn impressed with him, except for this last judgment call that he just made. Why is it that we can't get anybody prosecuted in Washington, D.C.? I'm having my doubts now. Yesterday's poll question, should voters be able to sign a recall petition regardless of if they voted in the 2018 election or moved out of the country, county in which they voted? 20% of those participating in the poll said, no, not good. 80% though said, yes. Doesn't matter where you vote in the state. You voted. You should be able to sign the petition. All this BS they're throwing in it is just, like I said, BS. Because the man knows we're coming after him. TakingNevadaBack.com. find information on where you can sign the recall petition. Numbers are not available until the first break, which is coming up very shortly. And what I mean by that first break is when they take the first load of signatures to the Secretary of State's office for verification and to make sure that everything is going as according to the rules. So we will have that shortly for you. Let's go back to 991fmtalk.com, our webpage. So that's our website here. And people always ask me, well, what's your website? What's your website? I don't need a website. Seems like everybody's got a website nowadays. It's like, I have enough to do. You know, I can't keep up on stuff like that. So my website is 991fmtalk.com. It's just, this is where I am. This is the people I trust. So if you go on there and you look in the schedules and you click on weekdays, everybody who's got a show during the weekdays and even on the weekends and stuff like that will pop up. So there is me, Monica J. Click on that. In case you're not computer savvy, you can just click on my name or my picture. And there's my page. Live and local, it's got the studio lines, and it's got my email, it's got my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter. You can find me on all types of social media. I don't Instagram that much because I'm not into posting pictures of myself. That's not who I am. But I just uploaded a bunch of stuff. The GB, the global or the Great Barrington Declaration is on there. You can click on that and you can sign that if you'd like. Also, what is there is the bombshell for the Red October surprise. And things are breaking so fast on this, I didn't even get a chance to update it last night because after I updated it all, when it was time for bed, the audio was released, or some of the audio. The whistleblower speaking with Biden's attorney. That's right, Biden's attorney. So there's also the recall Sisolak site there. But I'm pretty impressed with a few of these other things that I put on here, like one of Europe's leading neurologists claiming that masks are dangerous and explains why. Also, the story of the top WHO officials who are saying that these lockdowns are unnecessary and killing people. To stop doing it, to pull everybody out of lockdown, and for really, really, really good news, I have a video on here of, it's a long one, and it's a legal one, but just to give you some sort of hope worldwide, okay, we were driven to panic over the flu. We were driven to panic over the flu, the entire world. So this is not just an American issue. The loss of our economy is not just a U.S. issue. The loss of jobs, the suicides, the opioids overdoses, the stress and just the ugliness. This is not just a U.S. issue. So the world knows. And international lawyers know it as well. And so the video that I have posted here is with lawyer Dr. I'm going to pronounce this wrong. I believe he's German. Rainer Fulmich. and he is presenting or representing and presenting this because they're suing. They're going into the international court, you know, that court that is supposed to be protecting the world, and they are suing because of the lockdowns, because of the, and it's interesting because when you listen to him, the reason that this is starting in Germany is very curious. It was chosen for a reason. You know, the whole shutdown and lockdown internationally, when you go back and you look at it, Germany was right there on board with these restrictions, with the masks. And because German people are very, they go in tow a lot. They just fall into line easily. Easier than most other countries. Kind of like why the U.S. was last. Because they wanted the U.S. to see everybody else falling into line from these restrictions being put out by the WHO and, you know, follow the stories. If other countries are doing it, then the U.S. will do it. But they learned the hard way that the American people are not quite so sheepish yet. There's a number of sheep out there, but we're pressing back against that. And you see that now because now the international world is also coming together on this. Don't just look at the bickering and everything that's going on here in this country, in this state. Look at it worldwide. Citizens of other countries are pissed off. I mean, other people are getting killed. That somebody was shot in the head for not wearing a mask. This is the world that we talk about the environment. And again, this is all connected. All connected to that environmental, the Green New Deal. You have to follow everything. Because it is all connected. They talk about the world that we are leaving to our children, our grandchildren. Is that the type of world you want left to your children? That you take off a mask, you don't put it back on when you're told, and you get shot in the head? I have informed my husband this morning, who is, well, I live the lifestyle I do because I don't control the money. He does. He does all the smart stuff. I give him ideas and he goes and carries them out. The first stock that I was ever able to buy, and I just bought a couple $100 of it, because I wanted to work towards the future. You don't have to be rich to buy stocks. I bought stock in Southwest Airlines because their symbol was love, L-U-V. So I got it for him for our anniversary. To be honest, now it's 25 years later. I can't remember. It was either our anniversary or Christmas. And the order this morning was to sell all of it. We've kept it in the past for sentimental reasons, even when it doesn't do well, because it was the first stock that I bought. I bought it for him, you know, because of the whole love thing. But the disgust over Southwest Airlines now overshadows that. Because a flight attendant ejected a passenger who just happened to be wearing a Black Voices for Trump cap and a Trump face mask ejected him because he wasn't following the rules of wearing his face mask. Wait a minute. He was wearing his face mask. No, he wasn't wearing his face mask when he was putting the nuts in his mouth from the planter's bag that he had right in front of him. He was eating. He was eating. And of course, it just caught. I know you hate when I do this, but you know, this is just for easy audio. Of course, being filmed by other passengers. Not really explaining
so
to him.
Can you clarify for us? Are we not allowed to take our masks off to eat on this plane? Can you please clarify? Are we are not allowed to take our masks off to eat on this plane or not? So are you going to tell us that we can take our masks off to eat on the plane?
So follow the flight attendant's instructions. So basically, when you get on a plane, they are God. And if they don't like what you're wearing, they don't like what you're doing, like eating your nuts, taking your mask off, or just pulling it down, I guess you can't fly anymore. This is what we've come to. This is how far this scam of a virus has brought us. Virus is real. Pandemic in fear is fake. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show. Talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. How you doing today? Let's chat. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
The talk starts here, but it doesn't end here. Please keep talking all day. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family. Keep trying to get the information out, because if you don't, who will? I only get 2 hours. You've got all day to share the information. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I love talking, but it's all about you. So let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jason this morning. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Monica. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You want to talk about a video?
Yeah, that video you were talking about at the end of your show yesterday, you sent me a link.
Yes.
I posted it, shared it, and Facebook said it was untrue.
Yeah.
Did we fall for a wrong story, or is it just trying to hide it?
No, they're trying to, if you look at where it says false, there's a word on there that just pretty much says it all. So they're trying to pass it on. If you look at it, it says unverified. It's a whistleblower. It's just now coming out. The president has the information. This is going out a lot further. That's the thing with Democrat whistleblowers. They hide in the shadows. They don't want people to know who they are. But when you look at Republican whistleblowers or whistleblowers for the country, they are proud of what they are doing. Truth lives in the light. And Facebook fact checkers, it's a bunch of BS. You notice it wasn't taken down because they can't take it down because it's the truth. So
right. No, they took it off my page.
Oh, they took it out. Oh, it's still on my page.
No, I went on there, and it was on there twice, and they said that was false information, and I couldn't even find it on my page anymore.
Okay, well, if anybody wants to see it, you can go directly to my webpage. You don't have to go through social media, because that's
what
social... Yeah, that's what social media is doing. They're going to try and suppress anything that makes the Democrats look bad. And this makes them look bad because, Jason, I haven't had the chance to post it yet. I've reposted it through Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter. But the audio is now coming out from what that video is particularly talking about. The audio that talks about that is the whistleblower talking with Biden's handlers and Biden's lawyer, knowing about Osama bin Laden, knowing about how Iran is taking care of him for the United States. So they can't stop it. They can't stop the information from coming out. So if anybody wants to see the video of the interview that is getting this all started and going, you can go to 991fmtalk.com, go onto my webpage, and as soon as I'm done with the show today, I will get the audio uploaded as well. So, Jason,
okay.
Thank you for pointing out, you know, helping point out once again how crooked Google, Facebook, Twitter, because I'm sure I got to go get this audio and get it on the webpage before Twitter takes it. It just shows how crooked they all are. And of course, Instagram, owned by Facebook, that's why I don't put too much on Instagram. Follow the money. Follow the money. Biden will never be president. I'm pretty damn sure of that. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Remember, sharing is caring. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. I only get you for 2 hours, sir. Even if I only get you for 10 minutes, I still appreciate it and love it. You can log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out any of, well, I can't say any. We've lost a few podcasts, unfortunately. So check out what podcast we do have there at 991fmtalk.com. But you know what? When we lose one and there's a special guest, guess what? We'll just have that guest back on. We'll make it easy. All right. We're live. We're local. And let's do this. Our poll question today, do you trust AG Bill Barr to deliver justice for the American people? Or is he just deep state? You know, I don't know what he's thinking, holding off on Durham's Russia investigation until after the election. I don't understand why we can't just get some justice, get some people behind bars, get people out of the system who are rigging it, who are dragging it down. I want to see people in jail. I want to see the truth come out. Is he on the same platform as Trump with draining the swamp? Just not quite so sure anymore. Let's go to the talk and text lines. Oh, today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So make sure you go and give us an answer today. 884-9910. Let's check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. What's up?
Hey, Monica. I'm doing okay. You know what? I like how the Democrats know they're going to lose this fight with Amy Coney being a Supreme Court judge, but they're bringing up some good points of how they're comparing and contrasting the fact that here are the cases that will be coming up shortly in here, and they're using real human people to say how this could affect it, and they're really going after the voters.
I don't trust anything that anybody can make up a story about anybody to make that emotional pull. So We've even seen that in the past, Ryan. You have to admit that stories that were coming out for Obamacare, you know, they had people up there pleading their cases, and it turned out they were inside operatives. They even worked for the Obama campaign. They worked in the Obama administration, telling their stories that they were supposed to be average people, and they were just flat out lying. So I don't believe any of the stories that... hypotheticals that the Democrats are bringing forward, Brian.
These, Monica, these are not hypothetical. These are real letters that they've been getting from their constituents. For example, yesterday, Senator Dick, I think it was the Senator from Connecticut, I can't remember his name, but he was using, I'm getting these stories from my constituents, use your real name and explain it to Judge Byrne, saying, like, these are like the especially the ACA, the cases will be coming up 7 days after the election. Here's what's going to happen if you strike out, what they're saying. They're trying to, that's what they're using real names. Is what I mean.
They,
I understand
they had people.
It could be fake.
Yeah, exactly, Ryan. It doesn't prove that these people exist.
But in this case, I think it's. I can understand. I can agree with someone. This could be real operatives, but also. I think it's real people with this time because the ACA is very important. I mean, why would they, 7 days out, that's what I got out of it. And it's very effective.
It's the whole thing. The whole thing, Ryan, is just a sideshow. I mean, thanks for calling in this morning, but it really is just a sideshow. They know they don't have the votes. They admitted they don't have the votes. They're not even asking her legitimate questions. They're using this just to, once again, attack the president. They're using it to, they can't attack her religion. They've already been told that. They can't attack, even though they have tried in the past, her family. It's just a sideshow. I had to give up and stop watching because I just felt I felt like less of a human being listening to her speak and her calmness and her intelligence. And it's like, wow, that's the woman that I want to be. That's the woman that is like, wow, I think we should all, men and women, should aspire to be. The temperament, the personality, the knowledge. It's just, it's been good, but I'm done. When you have Mazie Hirono start off her questioning with, have you ever solicited, have you ever intimidated, or, basically, have you ever raped anybody? I lost interest in anything else. I mean, Cory Booker trying to trap her that whole time. It's just a sideshow. Let's get on with it. I know she's going to be confirmed. There's no way that you can't confirm a powerhouse like that. She's about the law. It's not about emotions. It's about the law. Going to Ryan's suggestion there, or kind of what I was picking up on it. There's a lot of money in this world. Is it quadrillions? I think that's the next one up. And there's a lot of people that have that money. People that have billions of dollars, people that have trillions of dollars. To help people is really not a big deal. It's all about the money. Who has it? Who controls it? They want to take it from you and me and use emotions to increase our taxes, increase fees, increase medical costs. But you know what? In the big scheme of things, we shouldn't have to. Because there's enough money out there, if the United States would just stop with the bribery, would stop with the $25 million bounties on people's heads when we already know where those people are at. It's just giving money to the bad guys. It's giving money to the players. It's not money to help the people. There's plenty of money to help the people. Kind of like how we see here in Washoe County. Why would you use money from the CARES Act to do anything other than actually help people who are unemployed, who are in the food lines? Washoe County, shame on you. Shame on you for the way that you're spending that money. Governor Sisolak trying to withhold it just because of campaign rallies. These are the people that have been elected to represent you. So what do you think? Are they doing a good job? We'll go on to elections in just a little bit. First off, I want to get Mark on the line. He's got wants to talk about health care. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling into the program today. What's your thoughts on health care?
Hi, Monica. So when this Obamacare thing came out, you know, everybody was trying to figure out, you know, what insurance company to use. And I mean, I'm pretty healthy. Back then I was super healthy, so it wasn't like a big deal to me. But the cheapest that I could find, and it'll come to a head as soon as I'm done with this, the cheapest that I could find was $380 a month. And I'm a single male.
Wow.
So I had an injury on my knee. I went to Northern Nevada Medical Center. And they're like, do you have insurance? I said, well, I'm thinking about getting Obamacare. It's $380 a month. She goes, you're better off coming in here and just going into the emergency room. And I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, you see that guy sitting over at the end of the table over there? I said, yeah. She goes, that's who you're paying for. It's a tax. It was nothing more than a tax. And it kind of hits on what you're talking about, because there is enough money in this country right now to where the middle class person like me doesn't have to pay for Joe homeless guy down the street, because that's exactly what I'm doing. The only thing that Obamacare is good for is a middle class person like me paying a tax for somebody else that cannot afford it.
And that's exactly why it went to the Supreme Court. And I'm hoping with Amy Coney Barrett there, it's going to go back to the Supreme Court. Because
I sure am praying, but you hit it right on the nose. And I want to thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for calling in and sharing your thoughts as well. This is what we have to do. All right. This election, we know who's going to be elected. You can see the difference in the rallies. You can see the difference in the enthusiasm, the support. Trump is going to be reelected. But it's what happens after that. It starts with finding out who is running for office. It's about the primaries. In 2 years, we are going to be electing representatives again. Again. Do you know those people? Are there people out there who can run against them, who actually have integrity, who won't go back on their word? Where are these people? Because as soon as this election cycle is over, as soon as we get Amadei reelected, then let's get a candidate who can take him out in the next one. That's why we have these elections every 2 years. And I know it seems like you can't wait, and I'm not just picking on Amadei. That was just a name as an example. It's the whole process. You have to be involved before the general election. You have to quiz these people. Are you reading the bills? Are you just passing stuff because, well, you got lobbied? We have great medical care here in this country. And it should be available to all of us. We should be able to pick and choose what doctors we see. Is having a dental implant, is that for health or cosmetic? There are so many different things that we have to pay for. We have to pay for people's abortions. We have to pay for people's sex change operations. Why? We shouldn't have to. I couldn't care less what gender you want to be. Go out and become a dolphin if you want. But I shouldn't have to pay for it. And that's what all of this boils down to. Taking, taking, taking. Because when they take everything that you have or they think you have, that's when they have you so enslaved that you just stop fighting back. You just fall into line. Well, damn it, I'm not ready to be in line. And I hope you're not either. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them.
All right, I will.
Oh! Opinions are opinions, but I don't know.
Since you asked.
When it's the opinion of the boss, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It was the Monica Jay Show. Now it's the Jer Bear Show.
Yeah,
what's going on, Jerry?
You just sit back and listen for a little bit.
Okay. I'm putting my hands behind my head and I'm resting.
No, I'm going to respond to your poll question, which is something that I'd like to point out. I will not go down the path, even though I am, go down the path of pointing out, not by name, but these people, that from the very beginning, you had to remind them. And again, I love Donald Trump. As a president, but I had to remind some people occasionally who appointed Jeff Sessions and what did Jeff Sessions do within the first 30 days of him being in office, which was to pardon or not decide not to prosecute Lois Lerner, the corrupt IRS official, and then who kept Jeff Sessions for 2 years. Jeff Sessions being responsible for the Mueller investigation. So now we have an Attorney General, Bob Barr. And every time I hear talking heads, in particular, one in particular on Fox, with these bombshell news breaking, the dominoes are going to fall, the chips are falling, it's all coming down, get yourself an attorney. Always remind people that buy into that, nothing's going to happen. Period.
So,
nor has it. But go ahead.
Do you think that that he's keeping these people on just so the American public can see what they're actually doing and what they're not doing?
Well, why would you do that? Because it damages your administration. The whole the 2 years of a nightmare for this country was due in part to Jeff Sessions being the Attorney General and not doing what you and I and everybody who pays any kind of attention to knew about Hillary Clinton. Did you hear Jeff Sessions mention Hillary Clinton one time?
Yeah, but did you see he also wasn't, you know, elected back into the Senate? People knew what he was now. And so
yep.
He's out.
Well, again, to go, but your question was, do you think, you didn't say Donald Trump, do you think the president is keeping Bob Barr there to show the people why that he is not doing his job? I don't think so. And so here is the answer to your poll question. No. No, I don't trust Bob Barr. Look, and here's the perfect example why. Andrew McCabe, it was recommended that he be prosecuted by a judge. I could be wrong about this.
No, he was.
No. I'm right about that, I know. But I believe that the judge was appointed by Barack Obama. That judge, Bill Barr, by the way, I keep mispronouncing, Bill Barr. That judge, I believe, was appointed by Obama. He recommended charges be brought against Andrew McCabe, and Bill Barr said, no, we won't. So yeah. Do I trust Barr? There's your answer for you.
Well, I wasn't going to say this, but I voted no as well. So,
All right.
We just have to bring things to light. Jerry, thank you so much for giving your opinion. And yes, you are the reason why I asked that question today, because I want to know what the audience thinks as well. And we will find out more about what you think as we return after this Fox News break, including some business news here on your live and local FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. So glad you're here today.